I shall ask him to stop this. Pratiyata. Here you on return. Eva Dhamma. Your own practice homes. Yadaha. From whom? Nirodha. Choking of the life air. Asita. Heaven. Anuttama Pada. Atma. Fully absorbed in thought of me. For translation, excuse me for my kirtan. I can hardly sing. So there is. Now, translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replies, my dear demigods, do not be perturbed by this. It is due to the severe austerity and full determination of the term of King Empire. Do not be perturbed by this. It is due to the severe austerity and full determination of the son of King Uttanapad, who is now fully absorbed in thought of me. He has destructed the universal breathing process. Obstructed. You can safely return to your respective homes. I shall stop this boy in his service, says the austerities, and he should be saved from this situation. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replied, "My dear demigods, do not be perturbed by this. It is due to the severe austerity and full determination of the son of King Uttanapad, who is now fully absorbed in thought of me. He has obstructed the universal breathing process. As safely return to your progressive houses. I shall stop this boy in his severe acts of austerities. And you will be saved from the situation.
And you will be saved from the situation.
So, purport, I'll read in 2 minutes. This verse means that in the absence of the Lord's constant guidance, anytime this world can go wrong, anything can go wrong. And to repair it, whatever you call repair, or to try to fix it, is more important than the fixing it. Become more expensive than the one that it was created for. So, generally, no living entity should interfere in the Lord's creation. Like we are now interfering by drilling the oil wells and drilling the big craters for nuclear weapons, for this, for that. So reaction comes in the form of many tsunamis and many this volcano erupting, earthquakes happening again like that. Purport. Here one word, Sangatatma, is misinterpreted by the Mayavadi philosophers who say that the self of Dhruva Maharaj, because one self of Dhruva Maharaj became one with the Supreme Self, Personality of Godhead. The Mayavadi philosophers want to prove by this word that the Super Soul and the Inner Soul became united in this way, and that after such unification, the individual soul has no separate existence. But here it is clearly, the Supreme Lord, the Dhruva was almost in meditation on the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he himself, universal consciousness, was passed through Super Soul, the individual soul, became united, is not supported by his statement. As the Super Soul, the Personality of Godhead, wanted to stop the Maharaj from the very activity. By pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one pleases everyone, just as by watering the root of a tree, one waterless every branch. Tree can live for a tree. If one can attack the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one naturally attacks the whole universe, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality, Supreme cause of the universe. All the universe irritated at being usually vanquished by the questions. The Personality of Godhead assured them Dhruva Maharaj was a great devotee of the Lord and was not out to annihilate everyone in the universe. Was not about to annihilate everyone in the universe. A devotee is never envious of other living entities. Dhruva Maharaj was not, you can say, exactly envious, but he was very angry. His stepbrother, Uttam, was killed by the Gandharvas when he went out for fixing a city that he has conquered. So, Dhruva Maharaj was actually retired, early retirement. He did not hold weapons, but he, to save his brother, he started using weapons. And he started fighting with the Gandharvas. It was such a severe fight that the universal demigods, including Brahmaji, came out to see. So, it was a big fight, but because his king was descendant of Manu and Brahma, and Dhruva Maharaj himself had been blessed by Vishnu. So they couldn't last against him. They were defeated soundly. But Brahmaji came and told him that look for one brother, you are killing so many Gandharvas. Because Gandharvas are important demigods. All the earthly music is controlled by them. If you annihilate these people, there will be a great shortage of them in the earth itself. So now stop this. You have had your taste of killing. Now you stopped. You stop. So, Guru Maharaj, Supreme Personality of Godhead said, let's stop. There is your Dhruva Loka, where you have your own exclusive abode. In this material world, no one has exclusive abode. But Guru Maharaj is the one planet in the universe. And it does not destroy when everything else becomes destroyed. So at the time of annihilation, everything becomes destroyed, up to Brahmaloka. The real annihilation is Brahma's day. Where Brahma's day, everything up to Brahmaloka is annihilated. So, at that time, your planet Dhruva will not be affected. So it is very special. Planet that a spiritual world in the material world, and as we see, he steps on the desk and he goes to Vaikuntha, his mother ahead, and he goes in the airplane to Vaikuntha. So that means when Guru Maharaj leaves the body, then his planet goes with him to Vaikuntha. It's very complicated understanding how can a spiritual planet exist in the material world. But it is said that Dhruva Maharaj's planet is a spiritual planet. Now we come to the word Sangatatma. The Mayavadi philosophy has varieties of aspects. First of all, Mayavadi philosophy is simple. The most straightforward definition is that to consider the form of Vishnu to be made of Maya. Just like my form is made of Maya. My body and soul are separate. So my body grows, transforms for some time, produces byproducts, then it becomes diminished and it dies. So there are shadavikar, six transformations. To think that Krishna's body has also such transformations. It's Maya. And he is also subjected to Maya, like us. He's called Mayavad. Devotee never thinks Krishna will become old and he will pass away and new Krishna will come. Krishna is the same 5,000 years ago as he is today. He can manifest himself in anything today as a young person. So the great sages like Suridas or Tulsidas or Mirabai, they had realization, self-realization. They have seen the Supreme Lord. They had experience with the Supreme Lord. So he said that they saw Krishna. Krishna is Kurukshetra Krishna. Means Gopis Krishna. We've seen what we've seen. Advaita Machyata Vanadi Ananda Rupam Adhyam Prana Purusham Navayavanam Cha Mides Durlabha Adurlabha Atma Bhakta Govinda Mali Purusham Tamamaya. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim. Krishna is Advaita. There is no one like Krishna. Whenever somebody asks, give us a son like you, Krishna says, now where will I get a son like me? I'll become your son. So Krishna came as Aditi's son, Vamandev, and Prishnigarbha, and Vasudev himself. So, no one is equal to Krishna. Asamordva, no one equal to or greater than Krishna. So, to understand Mayavad is to appreciate Krishna's transcendental, eternal personality. And to agree with Mayavad means we don't understand Krishna as he expects us to. Janma karma chame divyam yom yovetsi tatata tatva deham puna janmaneti amiti svajana. My janma and karma are divine. One who understands this truthfully, he doesn't take another birth. If you think that Krishna is born and some hunter came and took the arrow from the ocean where Yadavas killed each other. So Krishna, he shot to Krishna and Krishna passed away. Then we are Janma Karma Chame, we don't believe Janma Karma Chame Devi. This motion lila or Krishna's pastimes lila, disappearance lila. Is very, very, very confidential. Krishna did not pass because a hunter shot an arrow. He passed because he had finished his work. Bhubhara, he has come to deliver the demons out of the earth and lighten the burden of fighting Kshatriyas. That work was done. Jarasandha came 17 times with the Kshatriyas. Krishna killed him 17 times with a bunch of soldiers. Hardly who can count on one finger. 17 times he bought 23 Akshavahini armies. One Akshavahini means 105 soldiers, 105 rath and 63,000 horsemen, like that. Some 150,000 men equals one Akshavahini. But Krishna was not affected by this. The last time Krishna wanted to himself enjoy a little hot chili, a hot chutney. So he said, I've been tired of winning. I want to run away. I want to show the pastimes of running away. Run shorter I. So Jarasandha came, and along came one Yavan Raj, Kalyavan. Now Kalyavan was given a benediction by Garuda Muni that Yadavs cannot kill him. Now Krishna is Yadav and Garuda Muni is his guru. So he maintained respect, and to maintain his respect, he had to not kill Kalyavan. So he decided to run away from him. He took him all the way to the cave, where only he knew, he super soul. Nobody knows that Muchukunda Raja is sleeping there for thousands of years. So when Muchukunda Raja had a benediction that if he is woken up, whoever wakes him up, he'll burn the bunny away. So Kalyavan came in, gave a very solid kick to Muchukunda Raja. Muchukunda woke up and looked at him and he burned to ashes. Now having been gone that anger from his personality, he looked around and he saw Krishna. So beautiful. Krishna, upon seeing Krishna, he realized, who is this illustrious person in this dark hood who enlightens or illuminates the dark cave of mine? He must be somebody very great. Are you some demigod or you are some Supreme Personality of Godhead? You are a special person. Krishna explained that he is Yadav, Vishnu Narayan, and he wanted to kill Kalyavan. And whole story about Muchukunda Raja. So Muchukunda Raja offered various obeisances. He had seen Krishna face to face. But then he offered some wonderful prayers. And Krishna says, O King Mushukam, you are a very nice devotee. But being a king, you have performed many, many killing. From killing the animals in hunting process, you have killed many human beings who are your enemies. So you will be born again one time in a Brahmin's body, and that time I will release you from all sinful reactions. Even seeing face to face Krishna, Krishna made him come one more time. So we should also know that if we chant Hare Krishna nicely, we have a very good chance. But if we become neglectful, then we have to come back again. So, Ajamushukana was delivered. King Karyavan was delivered. Jarasandha's son was delivered. And labor as the philosophers of India. There are two kinds of philosophy. Advaitavada means there is no dualism. You and God are one. A singularity. So as soon as you see duality, you are in illusion, you are in Maya. So when you see God as yourself, then you have attained knowledge, jnana. But actually, to thinking that Krishna is, I am Krishna, or Krishna is the same as me, is not knowledge, is ignorance. It is obvious we are suffering from so many short abilities. Like we have to eat, sleep, we are being defeated by other living entities. We don't take birth also by our choice. Nobody chooses their brother or father. It is by the invincible time race, everything is controlled. So Krishna is eternal. One of the most condemned theories of 20th century by Prabhupada was the theory of Daridanarayana. He assumed that Krishna is in every living entity. Sarvasya chaham nisanyasta mutta smriti kyata jnanam bhavanamcha. So I am in his heart. So Mayavadi interprets, he is in everybody's heart. Therefore everybody is the same as him. And for that process, the green bird enters the green tree. And they became the green tree. Just like in one green tree, there are thousands of birds staying. So there is a variety. So Krishna has become one of us. It is said in the chapter where demigods pray to Devaki, Krishna in the womb. Yanyanyacha Mukta, Vimukta Maninas. What is this Yanyacha? Yanyacha Vindas. Vimukta Maninas, Tayasta Bhava, Vishuddha Buddhaya. So many great sages and saints, they consider themselves liberated. Vimukta Maninas. They have not yet developed pure love for Krishna. But they consider that they are liberated. Arvira Krishna Prampadam. By their force of austerity, penances, they reach very high position. But sanad vasa prasantyaja. But even after reaching the highest position, they shake down. Sanad vasa. They deviate from their position and put padantyada. Narada yuspadangaya. They fall down because they have not actually attained your lotus feet. They came somehow by austerity penances. But it is last because there is no devotion. So, there are many, many examples where many great sages, they remained bereft of going to Krishna. There are many kind of liberated peace persons. And in the Atmaram verse explained by Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya explains who are Brahma realized. So, some are Prata Brahma realized, some are Brahma realized, some are to be realized on a very new white platform. Some are never to be realized, and some will realize. That is more favorable to both. So Sukadeva Goswami was in the womb of the mother for 18 years. He was a realized person. Because he was not averse to singing Krishna's glories. In fact, he came out and sang Krishna's glories. This is hardly done by the Mayavadis. If you are a Mayavadi, and if you glorify Krishna as Srimad Bhagavatam states, then you, there is a chance from you to come from impersonalism to personalism. So, impersonal realization is mostly those trees that are staying in Vrindavan, those creepers that stay in Vrindavan. Many, many trees, they are not able to speak anything. So such trees become such stages, they become transformed into trees. So it is actually dangerous to. I remember Prabhupada once was joking, talking about Bhagavad Gita. So he said, Bhagavad Gita is not for the bhangis, the sweeper's class. It is for the Rajarshis, like Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Amarish, Maharaj Ramchandra. This knowledge is not meant for ordinary people. Yes, you can take, but especially it is for the high class. So, addressing Arjuna or making him an instrument, Krishna instructed the whole world. Arjuna is just an instrument. He is neither the qualified person to be so much in darkness. He is not even a non-devotee, he is already a devotee. Realized devotee. So Krishna used him to address the world. Now there is Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra, the first sutra says, Adhato Brahma Jignyasa. Now let us make inquiry into Brahma. And second sutra says, what is Brahma supposed to do? Sushti, Sajan and Vinas, Sahar. So that Brahma is responsible for the creation, maintenance, destruction. So Prabhupada, Chaitanya, while explaining to Sarva Bhattacharya, he says this upadana. Upadana is taking something. So, from God you are taking creation, maintenance, destruction. From Kshayikshatra, he looked upon. That means he has eyes before he even saw first time. So, it is proved that God has eyes. God does not see but sees. God does not walk but walks. So all Vedic explanation is given by Puranic explanation. Vedas are very difficult for ordinary men. So it is said, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam. Nanda Gopa Rajogasa. Yalmitram Paramanandam Puram Brahma Sanatana. Aho Bhagya, very fortunate, very fortunate. Nanda and the Gopas, whose friend is Param Brahma, Supreme Personality of God, who is playing in his courtyard. One devotee, Raghupati Upadhyay, he says, Srutim itare, Smutim itare. Srutim apare, Smutim itare. Bhajantu bhayavita bharata. Those who are afraid of this material world, For them, one side is Shruti, another side is Smriti. And those who are afraid of materialistic life, of repeated birth and death, then they have Bharata, Mahabharata. As far as I am concerned, I am worshipping the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is playing. Yes, Ahamiha Vande Nandare Yasya Linde Param Brahma. He even says, I remember many years ago, Obama, he said that there are three main monotheistic philosophy in the world, meaning Christianity, Judaism and Islam. He considered us as a not monotheistic, anything but monotheistic. Because before Prabhupada, nobody presented a monotheistic philosophy from India. Everybody went to America and presented impersonal Vedanta. People like Vivekananda presented the philosophy. Why you are going to church? Why you are going to mosque? Why you go to temple? You go on a football grounds and make your body get physical strength and fight. So he was very offensive, Ramakrishna. He said, it is better to grow eggplant than tulsi. Tulsi is not eatable. You cannot make sabji out of it. Eggplant, you can make sabji out of it. So, Prabhupada called him Gadadhar Chatterjee. He didn't call him Ramakrishna. He said Gadadhar Chatterjee is very offensive. And because of him, all Bengal is one ruffian. Before, I had difficulty understanding. So I used to argue with the devotees. Vivekananda. But then I met Prabhupada and he personally wrote me. Because of him, the whole Bengal has become ruffian. Then I realized. And when I realized that while in the West, if nothing was available, he would eat beef also. How can sannyasi eat beef? And Sudras used to light his cigarette. Sannyasi used to smoke. So, naturally, Prabhupada was very heavy on them. Because they were neither practicing sannyas life, nor they were speaking the truth, philosophy. Bhagavad Gita they did not give properly. So, Prabhupada was strictly personalist. Before he went to America in 1965, he alone performed a drama in Mathura, Narayana Maharaj Ashram, what is it called? Kesavji Gaudiya Math. Drama called Murgi Mission. And there he brought out all the Vivekananda and Ramakrishna's characteristics. He was bold. He wanted to warn that those who are especially known as incarnations, as sannyasis, as famous saints, they are not famous saints. They are not saintly. The saintly people are six Goswamis, Sarvadamodar, Ramananda Rai, Vishnu Chakravarti, Jagannath Raj Maharaj. So Prabhupada spoke the truth, if we liked or not. Those who liked the truth, they all survived. And those who did not agree with Prabhupada, they got lost. They wavered. Prabhupada was not representing Indian culture. That is the greatest blasphemy we can think of. He was a pure devotee. He was a self-realized soul. If Manusmriti and other scriptures, if they say something just because they are transcendental literatures, they are not just Indian heavy. Books of law. Of course, some adjustments can be made, but basically they are meant for human Kaliyuga. Prabhupada says that those who are demoniac, they do not accept Manusmriti. In the Bhagavad Gita, I say that. So, both spiritually and materially, Prabhupada had a specific philosophy. And that is not Indian, that is universal. Whatever Prabhupada said was coming from Krishna. So if Krishna says something, then Prabhupada says something. So we want to preserve the heritage for 10,000 coming years. And we have to preserve the teaching of Prabhupada. We can't make changes in the books or in his teachings. Guru Mukha Padma Akya Chitra Kariya Ike Arana Kariha Manayas. Whatever is the statement given by Guru has to be meditated. Nākariha manyās. Śrī Guru Charanarati Esha Uttama Gati Iprasāde Puri Sarvās. Actually, there is many things I wanted to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita against Mayavada. What arguments did Lord Chaitanya put? There are two Mayavadis. One was Prakasananda Saraswati of Banaras, who was the leader of 60,000 sannyasis. And one was the leader of Jagannath Puri Mayavadis, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. What arguments did he put forth? And how Lord Chaitanya soundly defeated them? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, anyway, this is over. Thank you very much. We only have to do one thing. Listen to what Prabhupada said. Do not change things. Then our life is successful. Simply doing what Prabhupada said. Simply repeating his words. To have full faith in it. But if you don't have any faith, lack of faith, then you will be lost. Prabhupada came as transcendentalist. He didn't come as a materialistic representative of 20th century or early 20th century Indianism, Hinduism. So that it can be held by reading Prabhupada's books. There are many statements that were given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, changed by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He says, 10,000 years ago I was to think like this. He invited governors, all the dignitaries from Kolkata, and with them he dressed up Western dress, in Western dresses. Generally he was sannyas, but for Krishna's work he didn't do anything. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions? Time is over. If you are chanting 16 rounds, you are not neglectful. Because you are chanting the prescribed number of rounds. Whatever neglect is there will go away. The cure for chanting is chanting more. Many other things have different cures, but chanting has no cure. Chanting is the cure. Lord Chaitanya told Tapan Mishra, a Brahman whom he addressed for the first time in Bangladesh. He says, Sarva Sadhana Sadhana, Sadhyan Sadhana, all your instrument for chanting is Hare Krishna. And sadhya, what you want to gain in spiritual life. Everything will come to you by chanting Hare Krishna. He says, Suna Mishra Kali Yuge Nahi Tapa Yagna Jai Jana Vaje Krishna Tara Mahabhagya. Kali Yuga Tapa Yagna, anything will not work. Whoever worships Krishna, he is very, very fortunate. Chara Yug ke Chara Yug Dharma hai, usme se Yug Dharma hai chanting. Kali Yuga ka Yug Dharma hai chanting. So, it's easy. Thank you.